This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
All right. It is Thursday. Welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And we have a great show for you today. We will be, of course, joined with Donna.
Always kick it off that way.
It wouldn't be the show if we weren't talking to Donna. So, and then we will be joined with Party Palace. I'm anxious to chat with her. I guess she does a lot of things with Make-A-Wish, and you can check her out at apartypalace.com. And who's at the end of the show, Trace?
MHP, Michael Hubley Pierce, MHP Untapped. It's always a good show when he's on.
I haven't seen MHP for a little while, so that'll be fun. And I hope everybody's Thanksgiving was wonderful. I know ours was. We had my in-laws up they came up Wednesday and left on Sunday. And it was a great time. My husband's sister as well, Deanna, she's from New York. She came up as well. And it was fun. And all Daryl's cousins came over. So we had like a full house. I think we served like 17 on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, that is pretty good
And size. We smoked a brisket too. Ooh. We smoked our turkey and smoked our brisket. And what I am eating right now, I'm just going to say, it's the last thing and then I'm going to let you talk.
No, it's okay.
This is leftover turkey dinner. And juju, I call it the juju.
And they're your juju. You're your juju.
When you smoke, you get juju. So it is juju from the turkey, of course, and the brisket.
Mixed together.
Dark juju. I added in here. OMG. It's not even funny how rich this tastes. It's crazy.
And so what else? It's a soup. What else is
in
there?
It's like leftover turkey soup.
Yeah.
You know, from turkey dinner, like carrots and onions and celery. That's about it for the vegetables. And juju.
So you need to give me some lessons because I was just thinking the other day I should make a soup. And the only soup I know how to make is tortellini soup. It's the only soup I've ever made in my life.
Did you make turkey at home?
Yes.
So you had all your stuff?
Yeah.
You threw it away?
Yeah.
You don't do that. You don't do that. Tracy, it's so easy. You take all that stuff after you take, because you must put carrots and celery and onions in there, right?
No. My husband just seasons it and bakes it. That's it. I am getting the look, ladies and gentlemen.
Next time, all right, you need to put at least a couple, two at least.
Mm-hmm. He's done that before.
Onions. Chop them in quarters, throw that in, shove some
just
in the
cavity. Okay, yeah.
In the cavity, too, and some all over the pan. And I get the baby carrots, peeled baby carrots. Yeah. I throw a bag of those in and chopped up celery.
And you cook it just the whole time it's in the oven?
It stays all in there. So when it's done, all that vegetables is going to be just sitting in all those juices. All right.
Oh, so you don't prepare that and serve it with the meal then. That goes with your soup.
That just, you take the turkey out.
Genius.
And then you have all that stuff. After you pull your turkey apart, you boil all
the bones, everything.
You take the whole carcass with those carrots, celery, and onion and broth and boil the heck out of it.
And then how do you get all the bones out?
You strain it.
But then what about the vegetables? You have to pick those out of the strain?
Well,
see, this just sounds complicated to me.
It's not complicated at all, and it makes the best soup. You do take some of it out, but, you know, you can...
You figure it out.
Okay,
I'm doing that.
But anyway,
so now I need to redo Thanksgiving and do another turkey just so I can make soup.
Oh, I do turkey dinner at least 2-3 times a year. Love it.
So my Thanksgiving was good. It was good to be with family, not to be a downer.
So it wasn't at your house or somewhere?
No, my sister-in-law's house.
Okay.
So we went there, but I spent the Black Friday at a funeral. My best friend passed away.
Right. No,
yeah, so it was really nice, though, to come together with family afterwards and share stories about her. And so, as horrible as it was nice to get together with her family and friends and all of that. So
I read that and I was like, oh my God. I felt like I knew her because you talked about her, you know? And
Yeah. But it was Thanksgiving was still nice and it's always good. But this is the first year ever that I have not put up our tree on Black Friday. And because we didn't, because I was at the funeral, I was busy all weekend, my tree is still not up.
I don't put a tree up.
You know, I told my kids, would it be terrible if we didn't put a tree up this year? And my son, Carson, he was like, we can't. Where are the tree presents going to go? We have to put up a tree.
Oh, dear. So, yes. So Thanksgiving, it's always just, you know, it's a fun time of year. You know, I do know that when Thanksgiving hits, Christmas is right around the corner. Like, I mean, how many more weeks do... Today's December 1st already.
I know. It's like crazy. I keep hearing all these like shopping things and I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I should really get started on that. And every year I say that I'm going to, you know, get started earlier and earlier, but every year I'm more busy than the previous year and I just don't do it. So I'll give you a little thing that you can laugh at. Every year this is how I say I'm going to be prepared. I have this little alert on my phone that pops up in like August, September. It says Christmas cards, so that I will start early.
I do the same
thing. Then I just always close it. It's still like once a week on Monday, it pops up Christmas cards.
When I have something that is, you know, I do the same thing, but I have it repeat every day.
Yeah.
I have it repeat every day. And sometimes I get it done, sometimes I don't.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I hear you. I do the same thing.
Still haven't done my Christmas cards.
I don't even do Christmas cards either.
No. So you know what? Sometimes you gotta just... learn to let things go.
You do.
You really do.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Remember that. It's okay.
And it's liberating. You know, when you can focus on really what's important. I mean, it's nice to send those out and show people that you're thinking about them. But I, you know, for the most part, people aren't doing like the handwritten notes and all that stuff anymore.
Which is kind of, it is kind of sad when you think about it. Yeah. But you know what? This is what happens.
I mean, this is our world today. That's right. And so, you know, sometimes if that's the thing that you have to let go, then you know what? There's a way to not, if somebody really is say stressed about, I got to get Christmas cards out and I don't have time. And there's a way though to fix that. You say, don't do the Christmas cards, but every single person that's on your list, pick, you know, a person a day or a week or something like that to reach out to.
Right. Exactly.
You reach out to them and say, hey, you know, I didn't do Christmas cards this year, but I wanted to reach out and say, I was thinking about you. Hope you're doing well. Tell me about, and then you get to really hear
via
how they're doing.
Email.
No, I was going to say a phone.
Oh, email is so much easier. You could do it all in one bunch.
I was going to say keep it personal, and it's better than just mailing something. So, you know, try to keep it real. Maybe that's not real, but try to keep it, bring it back to kind of old times. And,
right.
And connecting with people.
It's true. Connecting with people, it's important. It is. Definitely is. So what else is happening? Not yet.
It's surprisingly nice outside. It's been yucky and rainy and cold and wintry. And I walked outside and the sun was on my back. And I was like, wow, what happened today? It's really nice.
Yeah, I did the same thing at 9:15 this morning. I walked out, you know, I had my cape thing on and had my mittens on. And I walked out and went, oh my gosh, it's like warm, but yes, beautiful day actually. Very, very nice.
But it's a tease.
It is a tease.
It is a tease.
It is. Today's food holiday. Eat a red apple day today. Isn't that kind of interesting? Eat a red apple day.
That is an interesting. Why red? Like, why can't it just be National Apple Day? Eat a red apple day.
Eat a red apple
okay.
day.
Okay. Is there any particular reason to say that?
It never gives a reason. It just does it. And then they do kind of give you some apple facts and trivia. You know, I looked over them. Oh, this, I love these. There are 5,803 people in the U.S. listed on whitepages.com with the last name Apple.
And yeah, I've yet to meet one of them.
I know. I've been that way.
That is not a last name that I've heard.
There are more than 7,000 varieties of apples.
That was what I thought you were going to say. Then when you were reading that number, I'm like, oh, there can't be that many.
But 100 are grown commercially in the U.S. Eight varieties account for 80% of the total U.S. production. Interesting.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What?
Donna is ready.
Hi, Donna.
Donna.
Are you ready for me?
I was ready.
I was waiting for it.
You're waiting for me. Ding, 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 ding. Here I come. Woo! How are y'all? Hey, girls. Did y'all miss me?
Of course we did. Yes. Of course we
did. Yeah, right. Y'all probably missed me like foot fungus. No.
Listen, you know what is so funny? That when we welcome you on, because, you know, Bob back at the station, he gives me a little prompt and says, Donna's ready. So when we announce you, you know what the two of us do? We move away from the mic.
No, y'all don't.
What makes us jump? Wait. Well, wait, we jump a little, so we move back. But what I do is I hold my headset out away from my ears just a bit.
Donna, y'all this ain't is right. All.
We're being
y'all,
honest.
Y'all know y'all ain't right. Y'all treat me. Why y'all treat me so bad? Huh? Y'all treat me like, let me see, like y'all eating chitlins instead of truffles. That ain't right. That ain't right.
We love you, Donna. We love your energy.
You love me? How much do you love me?
Big much.
A lot.
Big much.
Oh, isn't that special? Well, y'all was missed. And how was everybody's Thanksgiving?
It was good. How about you?
I ain't do nothing. I ate turkey burgers in my pajamas. That's what I did.
Good for you.
Nothing wrong with that.
Wow. There ain't nothing wrong with it, because, you know, I'm trying to get it right and get it tight, because I'm out of here in a couple more weeks. You know.
Good for you. Fine.
You know, because I got to get my ho-ho-ho on. Well, you know, it's too many ho-hos. There ain't no hoes in this house. But anyway, y'all ready?
We're ready.
Y'all ready for it? Okay. All right, I'm going to be real calm about it. No, I ain't. I've been eating hot tamales. Y'all remember hot tamale candy?
Yes.
I've been eating hot tamales. No, I ain't been eating no hot tamales. I had an apple today. Keeps the doctor away. Anyway, y'all was talking about apples, wasn't y'all? Well, I had a good apple today. Here we go. I had the pleasure about a month ago to spend time with one of my good girlfriends. Now, we've been friends for about 30-plus years. Now, don't do the math, because I'm not as old as Crisco. Do y'all know how old Crisco is?
No.
Crisco was formed in 1911. Anyway, that was a good tidbit, wasn't it? Anyway, we decided to go to this Mediterranean spot, and I had my mouth all set to take me on a feta, grape cheese, grape leaf, baklava ride. Instead, I landed in a dead sea of no-taste falafel that I had to put ketchup on. Now, I'm all for healthy cooking, low-fat, low-carb, low-cal. But it doesn't mean that you got to cut out the calories. That when you cut out the calories, doesn't mean you have to cut out the flavor. And yes, it can be challenging, especially around this time of year when everybody is so holly and jolly. Nobody wants to eat what you feed Dasher and Dancer when Santa's cookies is hot on a plate. Eating naughty does not look nice in a two-piece, even if it comes from Colonel Sanders himself. I know what y'all saying, but humbug, Donna. I'll think about my health later on the first Noel. I feel you. I want Santa to come down the chimney tonight with some Cinnabons, too, and he better not forget the extra icing. I can relate. Clean eating should not be the Grinch that steals the flavor. So, ho, 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 I come bearing the barren gift and the recipe of the week that will look, that tastes good and tastes good on your lips and won't go to your hips. Fish top with Mediterranean medley. Here's what you'll need to spread some holiday cheer while not spreading those hips of yours. And it's always a reason for some seasoning. You'll need 6 4-ounce pieces of firm fish. You can use cod, snapper. I use the haddock. 1 12-ounce jar of artichoke hearts. 1 cup of calamari, olives pitted and chopped. 1 cup of sun-dried tomatoes chopped. 1/2 cup of olive oil. 1/2 teaspoon of dried rosemary. 1/2 teaspoon of oregano. 1/2 teaspoon of cumin. And 1/2 teaspoon of white pepper. 1 cup of feta cheese. You're going to preheat your oven to about 400 degrees. In a small bowl, I place my artichokes, my olives, my tomatoes, and my olive oils. And I marinated that overnight because I don't like my tomatoes hard, so I wanted them soft. So you're going after that. I mixed together my dry seasoning. I know that Tracy Wilcox lady got something. Did she got any Mediterranean mix, y'all? Did she got any Mediterranean mix?
Shelly Wilcox.
Do she got some Mediterranean mix?
I don't think so.
She needs to make some. Shelly Wilcox, you hear you, girl? Make some Mediterranean mix. Anyway, I mixed up my rosemary, my oregano, my cumin, my white pepper, and I sprinkled that on both sides of my fish. Once I sprinkled that on the fish, I topped my fish with the marinated Mediterranean medley. I baked for 15 minutes or until your fish is cooked. Sprinkle on your feta cheese. Now go on and be holly jolly, fit and firm, not wiggly and jiggly. Ho, ho, ho.
Love it.
That sounds so good. I love artichoke hearts. I love feta.
It's yes, so
it was so good, y'all, because you know I'm trying to get it right and get it tight. So, because somebody going to go, are y'all going away this Christmas, Carol
and Darryl? We just bought a house. We close on it next Thursday.
What that got to do with anything? You know,
she's going to be busy.
Gibby Kaye. It's time to Gibby Kaye. You know what? You can go ahead and meet me and Teddy in Aruba. Go ahead.
Ooh,
you might as well.
That is so tempting. Oh,
go ahead. Come on now.
You never know.
I'll take her spot.
Take her spot, Tracy.
Okay, you going to take her spot. Well, you know, go ahead and take her spot. Because what y'all, are y'all all ready for Christmas?
No.
I just said I haven't even put my tree up yet.
Well, don't worry, because I ain't putting up no tree, because I got a two-piece waiting on me. You know who knows?
Good for you.
I didn't bought three.
You got to switch it up every day, right?
What I got to put up? Oh, yeah, I got to dress up. Yeah, I got to be on the two.
You got to switch it up. The three bikinis, you got to switch it up.
Yeah, because, you know, I got to be holly and jolly. Ho, ho, ho. I got to feel the sand between my toes and the sun on my skin.
That's right.
It's time to be holly and jolly. So y'all know, y'all can get y'all Cinnabons on, but you can also get your Mediterranean mix on. Your Mediterranean mix. It's about balance. Balance out your life, y'all. Remember, Carol, balance out your life. Even though y'all get in the house, go come on and meet me in Aruba. You need some balance in your life.
Are you leaving?
When I'm leaving, the 17th.
Until when?
Till the 27th.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So tell everybody where they can find your recipe.
You can find my recipe and all of me on Donna's Delight, DELITIS.com. DELITIS.com. Teddy, I'm in here. I can't confuse. I'm confused. I'm hungry.
Yeah, say it one more time.
look. I'll let him do it. Donna's what?
Donna's Delight. DELITES.com.
All right. Life is for living and food is for giving. I got to go, y'all, because I got to be a ho, ho, ho. Talk to y'all later.
Bye, you guys.
Oh. It must be so fun in their house.
Can you imagine? I mean, they came up, and I miss her. I miss her. I think I might need to look for a 3 or 4 day trip to Aruba.
Yeah. Can I go in your suitcase, please?
Oh, they're so fun. You know, she was talking about Mediterranean food, and just a few doors down where Maggie's used to be.
Yeah.
It's where Joe Kelly's was for years and years. Just a few doors down is a new Mediterranean place. And my brother and my sister-in-law went in and a couple days ago and said it is excellent. So it's all that kibbeh stuff and grape leaves and all that kind of stuff. So
nice.
They said it was really, really good. So that's kind of cool. That's really awesome.
Love it when new restaurants open up on Elm.
I know. And where Nollins is. Did I already tell you that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so maybe I didn't say it. They sold. Nollins sold.
I did not know that.
They sold and they are closed right now. They've been closed now for 2 or 3 weeks around. And I guess there's a really good Mexican restaurant out in Nashua because see, Lou does business in Nashua as well. He has a couple of businesses out there. And I guess there's that Mexican restaurant, Lorena's Cantina, asked Lou, is there any places on Elm Street? Anyway, long story short, they're opening up where Nollins was. So right now they're redoing all the space.
Okay. And it's a little competition for
margaritas.
Not so much.
Margaritas is good. Yeah. They're a local place. It'll give it, exactly. I think that'll be really good for Elm Street. So
definitely.
Anyway, we are going to go on a short break. You are listening to The Pulse, Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. And I also just want to do a little shout out to Michelle Robidoux. She listens to us, and she had some questions for me via Messenger about how to cook a turkey. So I just want to do a little shout out to her. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy on this Thursday, December 1st.
I can't believe it's December. How did that happen?
And yes, and as I think the listeners know, Daryl and I bought a home.
Yes,
which we're so exciting. Excited about. And it's in New Boston. And if you ever happen to run into my mother and you talk to her about where I'm moving to, you would think that I'm moving to California. Seriously, I'm totally serious too. When
people
I say
think that about Goffstown, where I live,
I know.
I am literally 6 minutes from Amiskeag exit, and people think I live out in the boondocks.
Yeah. Less than 2 miles from the popcorn stand. So,
right.
I mean,
exactly.
Really. So anyway, yes, and we close on the house next Thursday. So yeah, it's like so exciting.
That
and,
is exciting.
Yeah, we went last night and got a new living room set, so that'll be delivered after the close, and so it's so exciting.
Are you gonna have a housewarming?
Of course.
Of course.
It'd be so fun. Yeah. Big party. So, okay. So Michelle Robidoux reached out to me and asked, you know, and I'm not sure if there are listeners there that, you know, because it's winter, you can always cook turkey dinner. It doesn't have to be just on Thanksgiving. Like I was sharing with Tracy, I do it at least 2-3 times a year, 3-4, you know, I love making turkey dinner. It's probably one of my favorite things to make. So Michelle was asking how long to cook the turkey. What temperature and how much stock water do I put into my roasting pan? So I never use water in the bottom of my pan. I always use broth, and you know, you always use turkey broth when I'm cooking turkey. So, and you know, turkey broth is actually starting to be replaced in my cabinet with bone broth now.
Yeah, I remember you talked about that.
And actually this soup is with bone broth. So I actually added the bone broth to it after with the juju from the smoked turkey.
Oh, okay. So you still need that, even with the juju?
You need it a little bit more after. And, okay. You know, some people, like my mom, when she does it, when she boils the bone, she uses water. Mm-hmm. I just think it's more flavorful when you're using broth instead of the water.
Gotcha, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when I have it all, you know, the turkey in, season up the turkey, I also rub, I shared with Michelle, I always rub butter on top of his, you know, breastbone, you know, all on top. And then I put maybe an inch of broth at the bottom of the pan. You really don't need a lot because the turkey, you know, makes all that. And it's roughly 20 minutes per pound. Now, honestly, this year, Daryl smoked the turkey. So he was in charge of the turkey outside. This is the first time, well, the second time we smoked a turkey, but for Thanksgiving, the first time. And honestly, I mean, I know it's 20 minutes, about 20 minutes per pound, but I always buy those pop-up timers that you get at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I just like to know.
So a separate, because I know they come with them.
Some of them do. We get a fresh turkey.
Oh, okay.
We get it like it was killed like on Tuesday.
Fresh from not the ones where you go to the grocery store and it says fresh turkey.
No, from the farm. From the farm. It doesn't come with them.
So they don't. Turkey don't come with a little pop-up timer in their thigh.
So I buy one of those at the grocery store and I stick it in. And so I know, you know, just in my head, okay, yeah, for sure that's done. And then make sure your skin is nice and crispy. And
I have a little tip that my husband tried this year, and I think it worked great. So for the first, I don't know exactly how much time, but I think for the first maybe half an hour, he cooked the bird upside down.
Oh, gosh, that's so funny. My brother did that one year.
Yeah, did he like it?
I think it was fine.
Because what they say it does is it kind of cooks and tops the underside, like kind of, you know, browns out a little bit. And then when you flip it, and that's supposed to hold the juices in more. So it was great. He did a great job.
Yeah.
So.
My brother did it one year by accident, and my dad had come over. I think my dad shared this story before. And my dad came over. My brother's like, okay, you know, check on the turkey. And he opened it. He's like, Brian, what'd you do? And Brian's like, what do you mean? He flipped it upside down. So
they flipped
it. It's fine.
They flipped it during the process?
I think they kept it down.
Okay, so this is, you keep it upside down, and then you flip it
the
other way. And then it goes, yeah, it worked really nice.
Interesting. And one question I didn't answer, Michelle, what temperature do I cook my turkey at? Now, on Thanksgiving, when I'm doing the turkey in the house, not Daryl smoking it, I will start it at like 300. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, it doesn't really matter because I have that little pop-up timer. So, you know, 300, I might, you know, depending on what time we're going to eat, I might up it a little bit. You know, I might bring it to 325. When it's cooked and at the end, I will put the temperature up to about 400 to get that skin nice and crispy.
Yeah.
So, and not for long, though. You know, maybe 10 minutes or so. You'll see it get nice and crispy, and then that's it. You know when the pop-up timer's up that it's cooked. So that's what I do.
Good tips.
So, anyway, what else is new?
So I have a couple tips. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You want to share that?
Let me just share this and we'll share it again, and then you can do your tips. Coming up here at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, we do this every year. I think this is our fourth or fifth year. And it's our kids' tower of toys. When you walk into the Beacon Building, my brother owns the building. He keeps it up so beautifully.
It's gorgeous here.
Very, very nice. And it's literally right on top of our studio where we're sitting.
We can look up.
And there literally is starting a tower of toys. You come in, you bring an unwrapped gift for kids. We always, you know, when people ask me what kind of gifts to get, I always just say to them, try and think of the older kids, because you always, I'm the one that, I help with divvying them out at the end of the, you know, the Tower of Toys, and we have a whole ton of toys, and we're giving them to people. There's always stuff for little kids.
Yeah.
Not as much stuff for older kids. So just keep that in mind. That's all. But so you can come in anytime to the Beacon Building, drop off an unwrapped gift, and we will add it to our tower. Every year we like to see the tower grow. This year we're really focusing and really trying to get it like higher than last year, because that's the goal every year, of course. And it culminates with a party on December 15th. That night from 5 to 8, we have a little soiree right here in the atrium here at the Beacon Building. And we have food, and we have beer and wine and music. And it's really a very fun time. And anyone is invited to that. It benefits Families in Transition, Girls Inc., McDonough, Hallsville, Gosler Park, and Northwest Elementary Schools for Families in Need. We are at the top of the hour, and we will be right back with Greta Cody of Party Palace. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.